Sinn Féin has launched a stinging attack on the PSNI after four Catholic families were intimidated from their homes in South Belfast last week. The party has criticised the police for failing to make any arrests and the chief constable because he has not put out a statement. The South Belfast MLA, Martina Mueller, goes on to say the threats last week were the accumulation of a PSNI policy of enabling the nefarious activities of the UVF in East Belfast. We'll speak to Mr. Mueller in a moment or two. First of all, let's speak to one of the people actually affected. And this is a scary, harrowing account of modern-day Northern Ireland. One of the residents you're about to hear is called Jodie. Jodie is pregnant. Jodie's also looking after a one-year-old child, her child. Listen to this. I asked her to tell us what happened.
So basically on Tuesday night, the police came to my home at approximately about 11:45. Okay, and I opened my window first of all, noticed it was them and asked what was wrong. And they said it's important to come in. So I went downstairs and let them in, and they told me they were going to read out a letter which was going to scare me. So at this moment, obviously, so I'm going, what's going on here? Like,
this is the police said this to you?
Yes, the police. And then they said that we were under threat because of our religions. And basically, then they give us just, they weren't really, like, helping. Like, they just said that was what up. Why it was because of our religions. And I kept asking them, like, well, who's this from? And they said that they didn't know that our housing would be in touch with us. That was it, really. And then they left.
That was it? They left?
Yeah. And then when I were outside, I went outside and I said to them, is anybody else being targeted? And they said there's been a numerous of families. There's been no names mentioned. There's just been house numbers. So these people, sorry, the part of the community, they knew, obviously, where we lived, as of the police getting this notification and it just being the numbers of our houses and not no names.
And you live in your home with your children. I know you have children because you're trying to get them out to school this morning.
Yes.
How old are your kids?
Well, I have one son at the minute and he's one, and I have a baby on the way.
So what impact does this have on you when the police come to your door and say you're being driven out of your home and they walk away again?
I felt like nobody was helping me. I felt like I was on my own. I felt like have someone looking up at me, Stephen, and I felt like I was worthless and I was nothing to nobody in the estate. Like, I moved into this mixed community because I thought we were doing better for ourselves and we were doing better for Northern Ireland itself. And you go in and you do your best, you get on with the neighbours, you know, there's no trouble at all. You go home at night, you lock your door, and now it's like we're being pointed at, we're being targeted. And I don't know if it's because in June there were UVF flags put up and they noticed that I said some people's houses there weren't flags put up. I don't know if that's why we were targeted. I don't know if there was paramilitary living in the area and they just knew we were Catholics. I see, Stephen, I'm still completely unaware of the fact of why I had to leave my home. I'm still unaware of the fact of why I have to drag my son about everywhere with me trying to get us rehomed after me making that home a home for me and my children.
So did the police advise you to move out?
They advised us to leave.
What did they say to you?
That you wouldn't have to leave, but we would advise you to, because you're under threat. And then I said, did they give us a time limit for when they wanted us out? And they just said to me for Friday, and I said, so if I was to go down to the housing executive in the morning, I was trying to have to get my stuff and all moved by Friday. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, but it's Tuesday night at 12:00. You know, you've woken me out of my sleep. You're telling me that I'm under threat, but you're not able to tell me why I am or what have I done wrong to deserve this. And they said they didn't have as much information. They just have to come to the doors and explain why. And basically on that letter, they just say we're under threat because of our religion.
Did they tell you who you were under threat from?
No, I asked that several times, and they said they didn't know that. They just knew it was because of our religion. So that made me think to myself, did they know, Stephen? Because they were able to tell us that it was because of our religion. Now, who else except for the Protestant community or the people who call themselves the UVS, who else would have wanted us out? You know, except for being a neighbour that you fought with over a couple of...
Well, there would be many members. You say the Protestant religion. There would be many members of the Protestant religion absolutely disgusted with what's happening to you.
Yes, yes, they are. They are.
So you believe this is the UVF, do you?
I do believe it's the UVF, or it's some sort of loyalist paramilitary group.
Can I just go over this in my... Well, before I do that, where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
I just have to try and get rehearsed. That's all I can do. I can't do anything else. I can't stay in that house, certainly. I certainly can't stay in that house for the well-being of my child and myself. I'm not in a good position right now.
You're pregnant?
Yes, I can't even eat or sleep over this. You know, I'm being tossed from pillar to post. I just want a home for my son. You know, I fought hard to get that house. And I asked the various houses when I was staying in the tenancy agreement, was I going to be safe here? Did you have any sort of tickle in your body that thought I wasn't going to be safe here? And they said, you won't be safe. This is a mixed community. We are trying to bring Northern Ireland together. So I thought, you know what, this is going to be a good opportunity and it'll turn out well. And then a year down the lane, you're thrown out in the street. You're just basically told to do what you need to do. And
so you've basically been given, you've got a one-year-old child, you're pregnant.
One on the way. Yeah.
And you've basically been given 48 hours to get out of your home.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you about the police.
Yes.
When the police came to your door,
yep.
Midnight, you say?
Yep.
Did they tell you that they would protect you?
No. No.
Did they tell you that they would try to put more security around your home?
No, so, they asked me, did I have security?
But did they tell you that they would help you with security around your home?
No.
Did they say that they would stay with you or have people there as a sign of these thugs are not going to drive people out of their homes, they're going to protect you? Did they offer anything like that?
No, they didn't. That's what made me more scared.
They just walked away, did they?
They walked away and they get into their car and they drove straight into the estate.
Now, what on earth is going on? And we hear the police. The police were on this programme last week, yep, saying that they were going to stand up the paramilitaries, that they were going to take on paramilitaries on behalf of the community. And what do they do in this case? They come, they deliver a message to you that you have to get out of your home within 48 hours, and they drive off? Are they serious?
I know, it's ridiculous, Stephen. To me, them are saying on radios and anything else that they are going to stand up to these paramilitaries, but it's now Monday and I haven't heard anything. This happened last Tuesday night.
So they haven't been back to you?
Stand up.
So the police have not been back to you?
No.
And I know that the police can't protect someone 24 hours a day round the clock, right? I get that.
Yeah, I understand that.
But did the police offer to protect you for 1 second of any day while you're going through this trauma?
No.
They didn't offer to put extra... They didn't say, look, we'll put extra patrol cars around the area?
No, unless they had that, but I wasn't informed of that. Me, myself, I was definitely not informed that no police cars, because when I went in, when I had to go over, I had to obviously go over and get my stuff the next day, because I left, you know, I left... early hours of that morning, and then I had to go over and get my stuff, and I was panicking, Stephen. I was panicking in case anybody, you know, was looking to see the delay, or are they going to come back, or do you know what was going on? I was panicking, but as I said, I needed just to get in to get my clothes, and then I just left again. But I didn't see no police car, no police patrol, no sort of protection anywhere in the street.
What does that say to you about the police?
It makes me feel like that they're not doing enough to help us. You know, they didn't do enough to help us. They just basically came, told us we were under threat, and they left again, and they went home to their own lives and done their own things, but never thought of us and how we were going to be sitting on that.
What type of police force, what type of mindset is within anybody that comes and looks at a mother with a one-year-old child who's pregnant, delivers a message that their safety is under threat, that their life is under threat, and gets back into a police car, drives away, and that's it, job done. Like, I actually am, I'm struggling to believe you that that's what the PSNI in this country did. Do you promise me they did not offer you any help whatsoever?
No, I guess I do. I'm not going to. I wouldn't. In the position I'm in now, I have nothing to lose. You know, I'm not going to say that they didn't. If they did, you know, they didn't. Honestly, they just left. You know, I don't know if it was. I don't know. They may have been under threat as well. I don't know. I personally don't know. I've never been in a position like this before.
And you can't. And you can't sleep.
No, I can't sleep.
You're frightened, are you?
Yeah, I'm so scared. Like, yeah. That's why I just need this fight now to be rehomed and just get on with my life and just try and put this past me.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying here, there, and everywhere, if I'm not.
Really?
But yeah, really.
So this is the new Northern Ireland?
This is what I've come to, yeah. It's not fair on us, and we don't deserve this, Stephen. We don't deserve this at all. I never, it's not like there was trouble in the community because there wasn't, you know, nobody, everybody got along with each other and, you know, it was, I do believe that the new Northern Ireland was a good idea, but I just think that the paramilitaries didn't see it that way. There just will be some people that just can't move on.
This is akin to ethnic cleansing.
I know. It's ridiculous, like, sort of.
Have you got a home to go into tonight?
Yeah, I'll have somewhere to go tonight, yeah.
But that's temporary. You don't know where you're...
No, but I'll figure that out.
Okay. Listen, thank you for talking.
Yes, thank you for talking this morning. And I am pleased with all the support from everybody. I can't thank everybody enough.
Thank you.
Okay, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you can let us know what you make of that this morning. 03030 80 55 55.